One Man's Family, brought to you, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Tabsin, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Henry, Fanny, and Clifford in the library.
Well, guess I'm all set, so I'll go pick up Hazel and we'll hit the road for San Diego.
It's a lovely day for your trip.
Got everything in the car?
Yeah. Take Pinky a month to eat all the stuff we're taking him.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. 1 year ago, we told you how effective Tabsin was in treating the common cold. Now, surveys confirm, as reviewed recently in several leading magazines, what so many of you have already known, that antihistamines are effective in relieving the misery of the common cold. To give you even more relief, Miles Laboratories has given you for a year an advanced formula in Tabsin. Tabsin is not only an antihistamine, but an antihistamine plus. Yes, Tabsin contains other ingredients to give you more relief than tablets containing antihistamine alone. So Tabsin is a more complete tablet for checking cold symptoms. Tabsin does give you a dependable antihistamine, which acts to check the sniffling and sneezing, the irritation in the nose and throat caused by a cold. And in addition, Tabsin contains an ingredient to relieve the headache, the aches and pains of a cold, and to help reduce the fever, which often accompanies a cold. And there's a special agent in Tabsin to help combat that dull, drowsy feeling. Yes, good as antihistamines are, Tabsin is an antihistaminic compound that can do even more for you when you're suffering with a cold. So Tabsin is the one antihistaminic tablet to try. Tabsin has been awarded the guarantee seal of Good Housekeeping magazine and the commendation seal of Parents magazine. Remember that name, Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, the bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. Chapter 10, Book 84. Clifford Barber is full of purpose this morning. He's going to drive his sister Hazel to San Diego to see Pinky, now of the United States Navy. Fanny has prepared all sorts of things for Clifford to take to Pinky. A rhubarb pie, lemon tarts, cookies. Clifford's sleek new car is fairly bulging, and when he gets to Hazel's house, there'll be more. Yes, it's a busy morning at the barber's. Right now, Clifford is taking another load out to the car. Fanny is bustling about the kitchen, and Henry is in the library looking for the pen and pencil set he bought for Pinky.
Fanny! Oh, Fanny!
What is it, Henry?
What did you do with that pen and pencil set?
What?
The gift I bought for Pinky. I put it on the desk. It's gone.
I'll be there in a minute.
Put something down for 5 minutes and it's gone. I purposely laid it.
Oh. Arrow! Oh, yes, Hazel. Well, he'll be there very shortly. He's out putting the last things in the car now. Huh? Oh, there'll be enough food to feed all the sailors in San Diego. Huh? Yeah, of course it's getting late. You have a very long drive ahead of you.
Now, what was it you wanted, Henry? Oh.
What, Hazel? Your mother's talking.
Tell her Clifford's all packed. He'll be leaving in about 5 minutes.
Fanny, I can't listen to both of you at the same time.
Well, let me talk to her. Good morning, Hazel. It's a lovely day for your trip. Hmm? Oh, I know. It's a shame she couldn't go. Well, she'll enjoy being here with her grandfather. Clifford will be along very soon now. All right, dear. Have a wonderful time and give our love to Pinky. Goodbye. Margaret's so disappointed she can't go. Hazel said she was coming by here on her way to school. It'd be nice if you drove her over.
I don't understand how things get mislaid in this house.
Henry, did you hear what I said about Margaret?
Yes, I'll drive her to school. I put that box right here, Fanny, right here on the desk, so I'd know exactly where it was. But, of course, it's disappeared.
Well, what are you talking about? Pinky's pen and pencil set?
I laid it right here.
Henry, you asked me last night if I would wrap it nicely and put a card on it.
Exactly. Now it's lost.
It isn't lost, anything of the sort. I wrapped it and put it in Clifford's bag.
Oh.
Fuss budget.
My dear, I simply...
Well, I think I'm just about all set.
Got everything loaded in the car, Clifford?
Yeah, don't know how I'm going to find room for Hazel's stuff. I got that old Bernadotte packed to the gunnels.
Hazel just called. She wants to get started. It's getting late. You have a long drive ahead of you.
Oh, it'll be a breeze in that car of mine, Dad. Get it out on the highway and it'll really sail.
Now, don't you drive too fast.
Oh, I'll be careful, Mom. This is what my car needed, a trip like this. A few hundred miles of steady driving will break it in. Motor like that just begins to get sweet after you got a few thousand miles on it.
Yes, yes. Don't you think you'd better get started?
Yeah, I've got to run up and get my overcoat, and then I'll just take off. Be out of here in two shakes.
Oh, Clifford.
Yes, Mom?
While you're up there, would you go and see if Paul's up? I think he may have overslept.
Yeah, okay. I want to say goodbye to him anyway.
Clifford's so excited over this trip. Do him a lot of good to get away, I think.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he was exactly in need of a vacation, however.
Now, don't spoil the morning. He's been out every day looking for work. And it's wonderful for Hazel that he's able to take her. Daniel's so busy he can't get away, so it's all worked out beautifully.
Well, we should have Daniel take his meals with us while Hazel's gone.
That's all been arranged, Henry. Margaret's going to stay in Claudia's old room, and Daniel'll come here for dinner every evening when he comes from his office.
Oh, that's fine. I meant to ask
Grandfather.
You...
Grandfather!
Oh, there's Margaret.
Come right in, my dear.
Good morning, Margaret.
Hi, Grandmother. Grandfather.
I'm going to have the pleasure of driving you to school, young lady.
Oh, swell.
Your mother said you were terribly disappointed you're not going to San Diego. But you'll get to go another time, dear.
Oh, sure. School won't last forever, I guess.
Well, you and I'll have some nice times together while your mother's gone, eh?
You know what I was thinking, Grandfather? While I'm staying here, you could help me with my scrapbook. I'm going to bring all my material over, and you can help me edit it.
Good, good.
I've got a new idea for it now.
What is that, dear?
I think I'll dedicate my book on the barbers to Pinky, to my brother in the service of his country. Don't you think that'd be good?
Excellent, excellent.
I want you to help me write it. I want it to be, oh, you know, dignified and patriotic and wonderful.
Well, we'll work together on it.
You should see the oodles of pictures and all the stuff I've collected.
That's nice. Now, I don't want to hustle you out, but isn't it about time you were leaving? You don't want to be late for school.
Oh, yeah. We do have to go, I guess. Ready, Grandfather?
Come along, my dear.
Where's Uncle Clifford? Packing? I saw his car in the driveway.
He'll be down in a minute. I'll tell him goodbye for you.
Okay.
Aren't you going to wear a hat, Henry?
No, no, it's pleasant out. You coming, Marley?
Uh-huh. Goodbye, Grandmother.
Goodbye, dear. You come here right after school.
I will.
Hi there, Maggie.
Hi, Uncle Cliff.
Marley?
Okay. Goodbye. Give my love to Pinky, Uncle Cliff.
Yeah, you betcha.
Was Paul up, Clifford?
Yeah, he's coming right down, Mom. Dad driving Margaret to school?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I could have taken her.
Well, it'll have been out of your way, and your father's anxious for you to get started. It'll be night before you get to San Diego now, won't it?
Oh, sure, but what the heck? It'll be a breeze in that car of mine, Mom. This is going to be fun, you know it?
I'd love to see Pinky's face when he sees you and Hazel. Why, it's been months since any of us seen that boy.
Yeah.
Well, you'd better go. Hazel's waiting.
Oh, yeah. Well, bye, Mom.
Goodbye, dear. Drive carefully, won't you?
Oh, you bet. We'll phone you.
Yeah, I thought you'd gone.
Just shoving off. So long, Paul.
So long.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, Clifford. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Mom. I slept a little this morning.
Yes, I thought you had. I put a grapefruit on the table for you. You go in and start, and I'll be there in a minute. I just want to wave to Clifford out this window. He was so happy about this trip.
There you are. Want me to open the window for you?
Yes, please.
Very well, madam. There you are. Yeah, it's a real spring day.
Thank you. There we go. Goodbye, Clifford. He's so proud of that car.
He certainly is. Well, I better get on my horse. I'm late.
I'll be right in, Paul. Tell Mrs. Kettleman you're down.
Okay.
Better close this window, I guess.
What, Mom?
Nothing, Paul. I was talking to myself.
Well, when you're tired of that, you can come talk to me.
Sign of age, I suppose. Now, who can that be? I'll go, Paul. You go ahead with your breakfast.
Huh?
It's someone at the door. I'm going.
Okay.
Oh, don't be so impatient.
I'd like to see Clifford Barber, please.
I'm sorry. You've just missed him. He left about 2 minutes ago.
Oh, did he take his car?
Yes, he went over to my daughter's house.
Could you tell me where that is, ma'am?
Why, yes, it's 3 blocks down and 2 blocks over Surf Street. 907 Surf.
Thank you.
Just a minute. Are you a friend of Clifford's? He's my son.
Well, I'm in a hurry, ma'am. This is a business matter, and it's important that I get to see him right away.
Now, let's check and see if we've got everything together, Cliff, huh?
You okay, Hazel?
Now, let's see. Got the fried chicken in that box.
Pinky's going to have enough food to last him for a month. You should see what I've got out there in the car already.
Well, the poor boy hasn't had anything home cooked for so long, it'll taste good to him. Dan said I was taking too much, but Pinky will want to share it with some of the boys.
Oh, sure. Sorry I missed Dan.
He waited as long as he could to see us off, but he finally had to leave to get downtown to the office.
I tried to get here sooner, but there's so darn much stuff to pack, and I just didn't make it.
Oh, it's perfectly all right. I couldn't have left any earlier, as it turned out anyway. I just this moment got these cookies in the box. They didn't get done as soon as I expected. Want one before I put a string on this box?
They look awful good, honey, but I had breakfast not too long ago.
Well, I'll tie this up, and I think we'll be all ready.
Yeah, what's in this box?
Oh, I made a lunch for us. I thought we could stop along the road somewhere and have sandwiches. It's such a nice day.
Oh, that's swell.
And it'll save us buying a meal in a restaurant. The Murray household has to watch its pennies, you know.
Now, look, baby, this trip is on me, so don't you go worrying about expenses.
Well, you're doing enough furnishing the car.
Oh, I'm going to blow you and Pinky to a dinner at the finest restaurant in San Diego, and I'm not going to have any argument about it either.
Well, we'll see. Maybe Pinky won't be able to leave the base. Here, put your finger on this string so I can tie it, will you?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There. Now, I'll load you up, and we can take all this out to the car.
Okay, just pile them on.
Hold out your arms.
Mm-hmm.
Lunchbox. Fried chicken.
Got it.
Cake.
Oh, man.
And the box of cookies. And the fruit.
Well,
there. Ooh, you've got quite an armful. I left my bag and coat by the front door. I'll bring them. Can you manage?
Just lead the way, madam.
Don't you drop those now.
I haven't dropped anything since back in 1908.
I'll open the front door for you. Just a second. Don't trip down the steps.
You don't trust me much, do you?
You go on out to the car, Cliff. I want to check and see if I locked the back door. I'll only be a second.
Yeah, okay.
You Clifford Barber?
Oh, yeah.
Got a paper for you here.
Well, what is it? My hands are full.
Notice of repossession of this automobile here.
Huh? What do you mean?
I'm taking your car. The finance company's repossessing it.
Well, what for?
You know what for. You're way behind in your payments.
Well, look, I can straighten this out. I've got to drive to San Diego today.
Well, you ain't driving in this car. I'm taking it right now. Sorry, Doc, but those are my orders.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Friends, here's something to remember over the weekend if you need really effective relief from acid indigestion or a headache or both. Drink a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer. Yes, Alka-Seltzer is first aid for relief from these common ailments, and you'll surely appreciate the fast relief Alka-Seltzer can give in reducing the excess acidity causing the distress of acid indigestion and in giving soothing comfort to an aching head. Always dependable, that's Alka-Seltzer. Always keep Alka-Seltzer handy in your home. Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer. First, fast, and always. Here's the family again.
Hello, Claude. Cliff. Hey, could I use one of your cars to drive Hazel down to San Diego? Well, I was, but my car's gone. Yeah, finance company took it. I'm back on foot again.
Remember, friends, for quick relief from the misery of a cold, take Tabsin Quick, Feel Better Quick. Tabsin, spelled T-A-B-C-I-N, is the improved antihistaminic tablet that is a combination of relief-giving ingredients. Tabsin does more in relieving cold misery. Tabsin checks the sniffling and sneezing, the irritation in the nose and throat. And Tabsin also acts to relieve the headache and reduce the fever that may accompany a cold. So, at the first sign of a cold, take Tabsin Quick, Feel Better Quick. That's Tabsin, the bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Monday, The Pilgrim's Return, Chapter 11, Book 84. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.